Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I am one half of your hosts, Quizmaster Lee. I'm here with Quizmaster Mark Davis.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
It's another late night burning that midnight oil episode.
It's funny you say that because we'll be talking about a song by Midnight Oil, the band, soon. But first,
I know a bit about Midnight Oil.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. First, let's introduce our guest. We have with us a proverbial lightkeeper.
Ah, yes.
One of them themselves, Sherry. Welcome, Sherry.
Hello. Thank you.
How are you?
Well, I'm a little excited to be here, honestly.
You showed up.
Surprised
us.
And we were like, to everyone.
You surprised us by showing up, and we surprised you by saying, if you want to hang out, you got to be on the podcast.
I'm going to come over. What are you guys doing? Oh, just hanging out. By the way, surprise. You're on the podcast.
It's literally our only time to record. So if you want to hang out, you got to get on the podcast.
Yes.
Yay.
So I'm frazzled. Mm-hmm. It's been a long day
for dazzled.
Me. And my brain feels
bejazzled.
She's bejazzled.
Well, let's get our title out of the way here.
Okay, yeah. Right, boom. Frazzled,
dazzled, and bejazzled.
Perfect. How fantastic. But yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you?
You're fresh off a trip from LA.
Uh-huh.
Flew back in and did trivia the next night.
Boom. Mm-hmm. And then
you don't give up on your commitment to trivia.
Absolutely not.
You don't do that.
Today, I went and got my oil changed, drove to Sarasota, played a show.
Took care of your players before you took care of yourself.
Absolutely, always.
Yeah.
And then I just got back into town, and here I am, and it's 11 o'clock at night.
Yep.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. So for our intro topic today, I wanted to talk to you about music at trivia.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of an important but, tertiary player, really, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So what's your plan for... Well, first, let me ask you, Sherry. Like, do you notice the music at trivia at all? Is it important to you what the music is? Or do you ever think about it? Or is it just kind of like...
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, it definitely sets the mood.
What do you want out of a trivia, like, music at trivia?
I want to get something that makes me feel good about myself. Like, get a little oomph in there, you know, most of the time. You know, maybe a little throwback, you know, to make me feel some comfort so I trust myself.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Put you in a good headspace.
Yeah, I want a little mix of comfort and
Okay.
So you're cool with new stuff, but you want some old classics
maybe
to
a little mix.
Ground you.
Yeah.
I feel like trivia, you want to kind of dip into the classics a little bit because you're asking questions about pop culture, a lot of music questions. People got, you know, the legends and icons on their mind, so it's only natural. You know, to have some big hits. But Mark, at your trivia venue, you don't really have a lot of input in the music, right? I mean, what's the deal there?
They generally just put on like a list of whatever from Pandora, you know, just, this is so-and-so radio or whatever. I usually try to push for 90s hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
Which they used to.
You get pushback on that?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just because it can kind of bring in like the fratty crowd.
Uh-huh. From FGCU, our local frat. Do they have frats at FGCU?
I guess so. They must, right? It's a college.
You're at FSW, right, Sherry?
Yeah, FSW, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have frats there, do they?
No, I don't know if they do. I'm not part of it.
Do they even have dorms there?
I see a lot of students over at the Publix. I don't know what they're doing over there if they're not living over there.
Yeah. Well, I got a little bit of pushback. Sometimes they'll do, indie radio or whatever. And usually I could ask and get some, but they've relinquished control a little bit and let me play more and more of what I would like to play. But I agree with Sherry. I mean, I think that this sounds kind of weird maybe, but when you're listening to stuff you already know, I feel like your brain is not taking up space for like, what is this? Who is this? What's going on here? When you just hear something, you know, it's just like second nature and it just kind of blends into the background.
Right.
That may sound like I'm thinking way too deep into it. Maybe I am, but.
Oh, I love it. I love that you're thinking that deep about it, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's really interesting. And I think you're right. I think, there is, some room to say that there can be distractions at trivia.
For sure.
And that the environment, has something to do with it. You know, that's why I try when I go around and I check in with teams, just make sure everybody's having a good time and everything. Try not to spend too much time at each table, but there's usually like one team per night that wants me to talk to them like a lot.
Yeah. You know?
And they're like, oh, yeah, let me tell you about this real quick story. And then it's like, oh, that's three stories, actually. Right. It's not what I'm doing right now.
Right. Yeah. I'm not trying to be involved with this.
Yeah, I have a playlist that I play at my trivia, mm-hmm. and I have a couple rules for it. Generally, it's got to be up-tempo, you know? I think I read like about a study where people are more likely to like drink more beer quicker if they're listening to like speed metal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think when you're working you know, as an entertainer, you want a high beer tab at the end of the night for like all the patrons that are there, you know, to make your value known as an entertainer. So putting on some up-tempo music, I think... You know, I can kind of see it. I feel like if I play something slower, people slow down in the bar, you know?
Yeah.
Life comes to a crawl.
Wow. So, I feel like I'm looking at the man behind the curtain right now.
Yeah. I'm a very bad wizard.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, so up-tempo is my general rule of thumb. I do have, you know, like five categories that I try to, like, pick out. You know, for my playlist, my trivia playlist, I have personal faves, cool covers. I think it's important to have some cool covers in there. Deep classic cuts. So like popular bands, but maybe not the songs that are like the most popular, but they were hits at one point.
Gotcha.
You know, so that you go, oh, yeah, that song, you know, mm-hmm. like I try not to play like Africa by Toto, but Roxanne, you know, fair game. You know?
I think you mean Rosanna.
Rosanna. I'm sorry. Not Roxanne. That's the
Roxanne
police.
Roxanne is the police.
The police. Forgotten favorites.
Matter.
So like hits that people just like forgot about, like Steal My Sunshine by Len. Be an example.
I wish I could forget that song.
Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil would fall in this category. Crowd pleasers, of course. Mr. Jones always goes over Ooh. Really well. One that's a surprise is My Boo by the Ghost Town DJs. That's always sure to... You know, set the roof
Surprise
on fire.
Surprise a couple people.
Yep. And then I also try to get some self-referential songs in there, like Everybody Plays the Fool, What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers, Looking for Clues by Robert Palmer. I think people get a chuckle when they're like, oh, this is about trivia.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's, you
Loser
know.
Loser by Beck.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's on there. Yep. You can check it out on Spotify. It's at the No
Winner
Nonsense
Takes All
Trivia.
By ABBA. See, now you're going to make me, yeah, now you're going to make me think about this, and that, you know, it's a bad,
no,
it's a
I
bad
want you
place
to
have me.
I want you to.
All right.
Go into this. I don't know if this is the dark place or somewhere else. This is like
a
place of
light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want to check out the trivia playlist, go to Spotify, No Nonsense Trivia Challenge in the playlist feature. It's like 500 songs on it.
Jesus Christ.
30 hours. Also, feel free to send in any suggestions of music you like to listen to at Trivia. Just email us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. Okay, so how'd your teams do at Trivia this week, Mark?
Teams did well. I believe, if I remember correctly, we had a sweep.
Yeah, so did I. Three Pepper.
Did you?
The Team Aquatic with Steve Zissou,
and,
the Wet Boys
and,
team, minus
yeah,
Mark.
Absolutely. I was not there.
Mm-hmm. They had 70 points that night.
Actually, I did not have a sweep. I lied to you.
Oops.
Samson, I lied. I lied and I'm sorry. We had one team win the first and second round. I got to tell you, team names this week were amazing.
Let's hear some of them.
I said these burgers were for nationalists, not national champions, which is a decent one. Who's Eating Gilbert's Gape? That was Jamie's team, Jamie and
we
Fletcher and Kristen.
We talked about that movie on the podcast last week.
There you go. The Jeffrey Dahmer's House of Ribs. Stevie Wonder survived Bird Box. Cosby's Angels, which I don't, you know, I know that's maybe a little
All
little
72
out there.
Of them?
And the Quizzly Bears, which I thought was pretty cute. So the first and second round, I believe, went to Who's Eating Gilbert's Gape. And then the last question...
That's like the human centipede of trivia team names.
Yeah, absolutely.
Disgusting.
The last question, one team got it, and the team that got it ended up winning, and that was We Still Like Beer.
Are you going to be asking that one?
No, I can't, Lee. I can't ask it tonight. I'm sorry.
You can. Sherry, I know Sherry was at Trivia on Wednesday.
So, yeah, in the interest of full disclosure.
I think you should ask those questions.
Honestly, I can just make fun of Lee's answers because you know they're going to be terrible.
Do you feel strong enough, Lee?
Yeah.
Do you feel strong enough to do them alone?
Bring it on. Yeah,
while
man.
Sherry watches
I don't mind. I'll get them all wrong. We'll still have a good time here on the no-no.
On that no-no.
Yeah. Bury Me Brewing Company this week, Five Amigos won with 63 points. And then at number three, it was a two-person team, a couple named Stiff, who won with 59 points. They pretty much won on a Hoobastank question.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The answer was Hoobastank. And, of course, I said the Crawling in the Dark, 2003 hit Crawling in the Dark. And people were like, Crawling, 2003, Linkin Park. Boom. Answer's Hoobastank, though.
Fantastic.
It's Hoobastank. Congratulations, Stiff, and all the teams that came out to join us at the No Nonsense Trivia Challenge this week. If you'd like to join us next week, we will be, or this week, I should say, we're recording last week, so it's next week now, but this week when you hear it.
Last week tonight.
Yep. We'll be at Three Pepper Burrito Company on January 21st. That's a Monday that starts at 7:30. Mark, are you going to be there this week, or you got plans?
I'm going to try and be there. I might have a thing I have to do.
He's a busy man.
I'm a busy man.
He's a busy man. We'll be at Bury Me Brewing Company on Wednesday, January 23rd. That's at 7 o'clock in regular Fort Myers, Midtown Fort Myers, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Afterwards, heading
Zoom
over.
Right on down.
Boop, downtown Cape Coral. Boop. Here comes, boop, Nice Guys Trivia Pizza.
Boop.
Nice Guys Pizza Trivia, I mean.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
The old pizza trivia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hosted by Mark Davis.
It's me.
And then on Thursday.
Tell me about
we'll
Thursday.
We'll be at number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar. On January 24th, Thursday, they have a lovely and wide selection of beers. I like the Royal Jamaican Ginger Beer. It's very spicy.
However,
very
they will spicy. Not let you play cake.
No.
They will not let you play
This is going to... the first shot of a war opened up at number 3, where I played some cake. And then I played by the Crash Test Dummies, and then a sign was posted that these materials were banned from play.
Well, I'll tell
and
you,
and I'll play their game for now, but don't you worry. I'm
Cake
fighting
is
the good
one of my
fight.
Favorite bands of all time. I will not. This aggression will not stand.
Mm-hmm.
I have serious issues with that.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. All right, we're gonna take a short break, and then we'll be back with some trivia questions in round number 1.
Holy shit.
Rawr.
I saw the waveform. It was gigantic on that. Good luck.
It's nighttime.
You're going to have to fix
it
in
post. We
need
to do stuff to get us, you know, this is that tired energy, awake energy we're going to have when we do Adam's Trivia by Skype.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
Yeah.
I'm staying up.
Yeah, yeah.
You look like you're about to go sleep.
It has been a long fucking day, man.
This is going to be quite the episode, quite the exciting episode.
Absolutely.
Sherry.
Yes.
Sherry.
Thanks again for being on the podcast.
No, thank you.
So why don't you talk to us a little bit about how you feel about trivia and how you got involved? Because you and I don't know if you played while you lived in Texas or anything, but from what I know, I think maybe one of your first regular trivia joining of a team was at Stevie Tomatoes.
Yeah, that was the first time I had a real home. You know, a trivia home. The first time I met you was at your trivia. Colin brought me to it, and I didn't think you were real because I had heard about you for months. And
I am actually fake still.
And then I had never met you, and finally I said, "Oh, you're real."
It's a real person.
Quite the man.
Yeah. We used to play at Stevie Tomatoes, and I'll never forget. I got a Monopoly answer wrong, and I thought
you remember the question.
It was something about, it was chance versus community chess was the answer. And I was certain about the answer. And
oh,
Mark
so it was
went
like,
with
here's
it.
A card. Like
mm-hmm. It was like, which, where on the board?
Mm-hmm. Like bank error in your favor. Is it a chance or is it a community
something
chess?
Like something like that.
And I was like, chance. And she's like, I'm pretty sure it's community chess.
I was sure. And he went with me. And I'll never forget it. I regret it. And that's what weighs on me to this day. And that's why I always second guess myself. And that's why, really, I'm a floater at trivia.
She'll spend about half of the time talking to me. Mm-hmm. And just like kind of, you know, going out and hanging out or whatever. And then every once in a while I'll ask a question. I'll see her like perk up and she'll run over and she'll be like, and she'll be like, I think I know this. She's so excited.
Did you say that in a drawl, like imitating me just
absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. It was good, wasn't it? I saw it in your
eyes. I never noticed that she was from Texas until right now you pointed it out.
Oh my God. Oh. She has the,
I'm just
she
joking,
has
the, of course.
Okay, I was going to say. She has the cutest southern accent.
Sorry.
You're probably wondering, listeners, what is this floater doing on the no-no when I'm sitting here at home? And that's because she is a Patreon supporter, proverbial light creeper.
Well, in part.
Thank you. Well, in part. Yeah, but I'm trying to segue here. I gotcha.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we want to say thank you to our other Patreon supporters, the Rumpelsnailedskins, the Mikes, the other proverbial light keepers who are so sadly missed right now. We wish that we could have them all. Cozy around us, keeping the light proverbially for ages and ages to come. Moist Max, Moist Lucas. Haven't seen Lucas lately.
Yeah.
Live trivia. Strangely absent. I hope you're okay, buddy.
Yeah.
We also have Sean, Sherry, of course, sitting right here, and our new proverbial light keeper, longtime listener.
Such a great guy. Yeah.
Gil, thank you, buddy, for signing up.
We love you to death.
Appreciate all the shares. Appreciate all the listens. Appreciate the Patreon support as
well. I'll actually be seeing him here in a few months when I go to see Weird Al and over on the other coast where he resides. And I've already made it a point to talk to him and be like, when I come there, hanging out will occur. I've met him once. I've known him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Met him on LiveJournal ages ago. Before the Russians bought it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very good guy.
I know about that.
Yep, there's some live journal trivia. Yep.
Absolutely.
Thanks also to our team captains, Kristen and Fletcher.
God bless.
Yep.
Job bless.
If you want to support the show, get your name mentioned, get some bonus episodes and stuff like that, just go to our website, thenono.com, and click support in the upper right-hand corner. Take you right to Patreon. Get you signed up. It's all good.
THEKNOWNO.
.com. All right, are you guys ready to do some trivia?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first, my friend?
Okay. I'm going to go first. Harry Potter trivia.
Okay. Kylie's in the room, but she's been banned from the podcast for being too recent of a guest.
From talking.
So she's just going to fidget in this chair and watch me struggle. This is like some weird fucking torture, like Funny Games. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, she's gonna hit the Hitachi later on and relive this horror porn of you struggling to think of Harry Potter stuff.
And Sherry, you probably know the answer to this.
Oh, yeah, whatever it is, I know the answer, and this is going to be a nightmare.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't. She cannot help.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry.
In Harry Potter,
mm-hmm.
what is the name of Hermione Granger's pet cat?
Hermione's pet cat. All right.
The air got thick.
Yep.
Mm.
I'm trying to think right now. I'm literally going to my dark place. Yeah. Kyle's just scowling. Good job being totally silent, by the way. You're just like,
fantastic.
You're all locked up right now. Yep. She's just gesturing. Wow. What obedience?
Children should never be seen or heard.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Wow.
There we go. There we go. All right. All right. All right. So make sure there's still some life left in you there.
And Lee is dead, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm hiring for a co-host, if anybody knows.
No, I'm just salty because I know you know the answer to this. Hermione's cat is named... Is the groundskeeper cat's name, is that like Mr. Crowley?
No.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it was an Aussie reference. Oh, man. Is it... Oh, Hermione cat. I guess I should name that Harry Potter's owl is named Hedwig, so I'm not a total asshole that knows absolutely nothing.
I will say that her cat's name sounds... strikingly familiar to me to one of the cats from Cats.
Oh, I never saw Cats, the musical.
I never saw it either, but
aren't there names like Trash Can? Stuff like that.
No, there's Mr. Mistopheles.
Mm-hmm. Giggle Snort.
I don't know about Giggle Snort. Rum Snarlax. Tugger.
Snarf. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know.
Ladies?
Yep. What do we got?
Obviously, it's Crookshanks.
Yeah, obviously, it's Crookshanks.
Honestly, it feels like the first time I've ever heard
that. From what I understand from Kyle, you guys just watched one of those movies.
Does that cat ever show up?
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
There you are.
All right. Here's my first question.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm going to talk about some real literature shit, some real art shit here. And you guys are going to team up for this because, Sherry, I don't think you were on any of my trivia this week, right?
Actually, I was not. You're right.
Yeah. I noticed. I barely
Thank
noticed.
You for noticing.
I had to double check with you. But
you're lucky you're a fucking... Yep. This episode.
This is a question of opera. What opera was written by Mozart in one sitting and played the following day without a rehearsal, based on a legendary figure whose name has become synonymous with womanizer? For the name of an opera.
Yeah.
By Mozart, written in one day.
Yeah, and then they didn't rehearse it. Yeah.
They just played it straight up. And it's based on a legendary figure whose name has become synonymous with womanizer.
Casanova.
The only name that was synonymous with womanizer that I know. I really don't know anything about opera other than Madame Butterfly. So if it's not that, I don't know what it is.
You want to say Casanova? We're going to go with Casanova.
No, that's incorrect. So the legendary figure, it would be Don Juan. Ooh. The play,
Don
the
Juan
opera
DeMarco.
Is Don Giovanni.
Oh.
Performed, written. He was, I can't remember the story behind it now.
Oh, well, that was interesting.
But he basically did it. Yeah, he was, I can't remember if he procrastinated or if it was like he was a last minute replacement or something like that. But he had to write this whole opera in one sitting. Or no, that's what it was. It was one sitting. Oh, I'm just failing right now. Failing on this backstory.
Let me go ahead
I'm failing.
Ask you a question.
I'm failing and bailing.
Please, that's a future...
miscorrection me on that, please.
All right, here's your second question. What is somniloquy? What is somniloquy? S-O-M-N-I-L-O-Q-U-Y. Somniloquy.
So a soliloquy is when a speaker in a drama steps forward and reveals their inner monologue, their inner thoughts to the audience. So a somniloquy is a internal voiceover?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
It is talking in your sleep.
Oh, okay.
Talking in your sleep.
Interesting. Somna being sleep. Somner. Somnibus. I don't know what. I don't know. What's the etymology there?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, I know that like I know that has to do with sleeping. I'm trying to think of a
it's
word.
It's just the Latin origin.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm trying to think of
like insomnia is the inability to sleep.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
is
a good
that where
connection.
You're going?
Sure. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
I knew there was a word.
We need help tonight.
That was our logic, actually. When I think that was one of the questions we got right, and Jamie sussed it out at trivia. Yeah, he did a little sussing. It. And that was his logic.
Well, and
I think
a somnambulist is a somnambulist.
That's what they send it for you when you get a sleep hospital.
Is someone who walks in their sleep. That's sleepwalking.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
So somniloquy.
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 Yep.
Talking in your sleep.
Secrets that you keep.
That's on my trivia playlist.
When you're somniloquing.
I wonder if there's any famous published somniloquist poems like all orated in my sleep. Every poem.
It would probably make no fucking sense.
Double ketchup on my muffin.
So, I have a really bad thing where...
You could fake it.
It's not really bad.
You could fake it.
If I'm trying to stay awake, but I'm tired, and I'm always tired, my brain will keep going even though my body is giving up on me and wants me to die. And
that's this podcast in a nutshell.
Pretty much. And I've like slept next to people who have said that I've tried like upselling them in my sleep. Like I'm at work, like, do you want cheese dip?
Yeah.
because my fucking brain is just fucking fried.
They say that, like, you know, the sleep, when you're sleeping, that is the time that your brain processes all of the day's information and sorts out what is true and important to remember and what's bullshit and can be dumped. So if you're focusing intensely on your daily tasks, I've certainly hit a point where I've played so much Tetris that I start dreaming of Tetris, dreaming of blocks falling.
Wow.
And, you know, you wake up and you go, geez, I played Tetris all day, Tetris all night too. That's what you say to yourself.
That is what you say. I've heard you say it.
Yeah. No, but that's for reals. That's when your brain does all its processing and stuff. So that totally makes sense. Like, especially if you're working hard, you know, working those long shifts, upselling all day and all night. Really, upselling
my
all
life.
Yeah.
Please kill me in my sleep.
Here's.
Whoa. Oh boy.
Yeah, keep sending the Patreon money, please.
Please help me.
Save our boy. Here's a movies question for you. I think you're going to get this. You're going to get this. What Academy Award winning director got her film debut as an infant? I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to give you the movie quite yet. What Academy Award winning director got her film debut as an infant? Big screen debut. Showed up in a movie as a baby. Went on to become an Academy Award winning director.
Went on as a baby.
Mm-hmm. They're just looking at each other, clicking.
Wow.
Using their secret click language.
You really made a mistake choosing me tonight because apparently Kyle knows this answer and I do not.
Gee whiz.
I want to say the year the Academy Award was won was probably around 2003.
I'm kind of inclined to say Sofia Coppola.
I mean,
I know she's involved in movies and she's a director. I'm having a lot of trouble thinking of female directors and it's making me feel like a piece of shit.
What about the Hurt Locker?
I don't know who the fuck
directed really? That. You don't remember?
No.
Catherine Bigelow.
Is that the answer?
Well, that's the answer to who directed the Hurt Locker.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you remember what's interesting about her? And winning in the Hurt Locker?
No.
She won over her ex-husband's work, James Cameron, Avatar, for Best Picture.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep. Gotcha, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
James Cameron was hurting. And then, man, that was his like life's work, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
Still is.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, Sofia Coppola. That's where you're landing, huh?
I mean, that's just a name I threw out.
Well, that's right.
Okay.
Yep. Well, the Godfather Part 1.
Oh, okay.
Michael Corleone. Do you renounce Satan?
I think we would have stuck with that, because knowing that she's in such a famous family.
And she won... For
Lost in Translation?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Do you remember the award?
Best screenplay?
Yes, best original
God
screenplay.
Damn,
that's right.
Wow.
On fire for
nominated,
that one question.
Nominated for Best Picture and one other, maybe cinematography, I think.
All right.
But, yeah.
Here's your third question. I'm excited about this question.
All right. Oh, I'm excited then.
Alan Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You know him.
Oh, I do.
You love him.
He's great.
Writer Alan Moore co-created which anti-hero that first appeared in a 1985 issue of The Saga of the Swamp Thing and went on to have their own NBC show lasting only one season? Writer Alan Moore co-created which anti-hero that first appeared in a 1985 issue of The Saga of the Swamp Thing and went on to have their own NBC show lasting merely one season. You look pained.
Well, let me ask you this straight up. Is this a trick question?
No.
Is the answer Swamp Thing?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, I would.
Because that would be a trick question.
Okay. Well, you think so?
Yeah, you say Swamp Thing in the question itself. So if the answer is Swamp Thing, then to me that's a trick question.
Then I'll say no. It's not.
Okay, because if you're going to say yes, then I would say,
well, I did have people write down Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Okay, so Swamp Thing had a movie. Sherry, did you know this?
This is one of those questions that I stopped listening after he said the words anti-hero or... I turned it off. I don't know the answer to anything that says anti-hero.
Do you remember it now?
If you said it, I would remember it.
But you don't. So you could help.
What kind of help is she going to give you?
I don't know.
She stopped listening after the word anti-hero. Yep. What is she going to do for you?
Our guest just checked out. That's all down to me.
You knew these were the rules.
First, okay, so one season on NBC.
Yes.
Anti-hero.
Yes.
In the Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Oh, there's a version of me in eighth grade that knows this from reading Wizard Magazine, reading this factoid in a blip about recasting Spider-Man before the Sam Raimi movies came out. And this guy who appeared in NBC's Swamp Thing spinoff.
101 people saying that Glenn Danzig needed to play Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd still be down.
Mutant!
Yeah. Alternate universe Logan, Glenn Danzig.
Yeah, I take it.
You know what I want? I want Nick Fury. If I could recast Nick Fury, now I love Samuel L. Jackson, and we know that he's going to play Nick Fury till he's 90 years old.
Yes.
I want to see Dave Chappelle as Nick Fury.
Ooh, that would be good.
When they relaunch the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
R. Kelly apparently threatened to beat Dave Chappelle up?
No. Even more reason not to let. Not that there wasn't Jesus enough reason Christ, before, yeah. But just the cherry on top. Yeah. Anyway, anti-hero. The answer better not be R. Kelly.
He is, yeah. No, it's not.
More anti than hero.
Yeah.
For sure. Man, Swamp Thing. I can't think of...
The correct answer is John Constantine.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that was a Swamp Thing character originally.
Yeah, Fletcher knew it. Surprise, mm-hmm. surprise.
Yeah.
But I've asked a number of people that are very, very into comic books and barely anyone's known it.
Hmm. That makes perfect sense because Constantine is part of the Vertigo line of DC Comics, which is creator-owned. Mm-hmm. They're creator-owned line. Interesting. So Alan Moore, if you're not familiar, did you already say Watchmen?
No. Nope.
V for Vendetta, mm-hmm. wrote V for Vendetta. I almost said Animal Man, but that's Grant Morrison.
Yeah, he's done. Those are two
from
of the...
Hell.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, from yeah, yeah. Hell. Shit, I forgot about that.
He did write the Killing Joke, the Batman.
That may
comic,
have, yeah, that might have been him.
Where there's big spoilers.
Yeah,
big spoilers. Should we say it?
No.
Read it.
Yeah,
it's a one shot. It. It's a quick read.
And read those other ones while you're at it. Start with the Watchmen.
Yep. All right. Here's your third question for this round. 11 workers sit on a steel beam hundreds of feet in the air in the iconic 1932 photo Lunch Atop a Skyscraper during the development of what building in New York City? Are you familiar with this photo?
I am.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
Yep.
It's a bunch of day laborers sitting on a steel beam eating lunch hundreds of feet in the air.
What do you think?
What building is being developed in that photo?
You said what year?
1932.
This is my problem with trivia. Suddenly, you ask me a question, and suddenly I can't name a building in New York City.
There's quite a few.
Well, so I remember there was a question about right around the turn of the century where the Eiffel Tower was the tallest building. And I, you know, it seems almost too on the nose for it to be the Empire State Building. But maybe it's the Empire State Building?
I got nothing. Is there another building in New York City?
Yeah.
People tell me.
Where is the Chrysler Building? Is that in Chicago or is that in New York?
It's not in New York, I think. Don't kill me.
No, it's okay. I mean, it could be the World Trade Center for all I know. I'm so bad at this shit. I don't know. I know the Empire State Building is old. I know that King Kong came around that time, and maybe he crawled that son of a bitch because it had just opened or whatever.
Maybe you should go back to the Chrysler Building.
Where is the Chrysler?
I used to make the, you know, those 3D puzzles. Did you ever see those? You build up buildings with spongy puzzles pieces. I swear I built this building before and I can't remember which one is right.
Skyscraper. Definitely a skyscraper. Scraping that sky. You want to go with Chrysler Building then?
Yep.
We're going to go with Chrysler Building.
The Chrysler Building is in New York City, but it's not the correct answer.
Okay.
405 Lexington Avenue. I just know that. I didn't just look it up.
Oh, wow.
The correct answer is 30 Rockefeller Plaza. 30 Rock.
Huh.
Yep. That's right. You didn't even know. You've been watching that show, laughing at Tina Fey, Tracy Morgan, Alec Baldwin.
All of them.
Those other people.
The guy with the hat that everybody says you look like.
Yep. Huh. Judah Friedlander. Freelander.
Yeah, that's him.
Is there a D in there?
I don't know.
Should know. Trivia guy should know.
That's great. That's yep. a good question.
30 Rock.
Very good.
Yeah. Lunch atop a skyscraper.
There you go.
Lunch a 30 top a no, rock don't. Scraper. Stop.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and save Lee from himself. And then we'll be back with...
My brain hurts.
Missed corrections? Do we have any missed corrections?
No, we're good, man.
Yeah, we're just too... We're too on the nose. And some other goodies. And then round two of questions.
And it's time for a Rate My Question.
Ray Romano.
You know, last week we
What were his kids' names?
I don't remember.
You're going to do a George, Ray Romano, George, but you're
George,
not going to remember
George,
his
George.
Names?
I think there were Matthew and Gregory. Matthew, Gregory, get over here.
That's right. You got to sink it into that voice.
Thanks.
It was funny as last week we did the same melody for the miscorrections and the Rate My Question. We did that melody for both of them.
We're just falling apart at the seams.
Yep, yep.
And it's beautiful.
The Rate My Question comes from Kyle Ann, actually.
Oh.
Yep.
Hi, Kyle.
Previous guest. Lurker, audience member, single audience member right now in the studio.
I were going to say single mom. Like, what?
Check out her podcast, the Be Your Own MILF podcast.
There you are. A couple episodes in.
Three episodes in. Three glorious episodes. It's a Florida mom cast is the subtitle.
Mom cast.
Yeah. Okay. And I listened to a little bit
Do
of it.
You call this a quiz cast?
No. I
Why
don't
you?
It's a good idea. I don't know.
We're the first official quiz cast, I'll have you know.
Well, we should research that before we make that claim.
I just said it, and I'm going to mail myself a letter with the word quiz cast in it. Okay. And it's got a federal stamp on it, so you can't take it.
I like your style. I like where you're going with this.
All right.
Let's say we're the best quiz cast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though we're falling apart.
America's favorite quiz cast.
Here's the Rate My Question from Kyle. Do you want to read it since you're here?
Although Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis only briefly dated in the 90s, they were in three movies together. Pump Up the Volume, 1990, written and directed by Alan Moyle. John Woo's Broken Arrow, from 1996. And a third. Name that movie. I wanted to submit this question because I know how much you love Pump Up the Volume. So
I do love that movie. You know, I was in high school. I was like a junior in high school.
So weren't we all?
And I got called down to the office in the middle of a class. I got up out of my math class, go down to the office. They say, hey, this lady in scrubs just dropped this off. And it's like a wrapped present.
this lady in Scrubs is in this actress that was in the hit television series Scrubs.
No, like a lady wearing Scrubs. So I'm walking back to class.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Real quick, I hate to interject, but she don't want no Scrubs. I hate my life and everything about it.
You're getting on me about my jokes.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. So anyways, I'm walking back to class. I open up this package and it's Pump Up the Volume on DVD. It's
why?
The only thing in it. I still don't know who it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like a friend's mom. My
That's
mom didn't
have story
Scrubs.
Ever.
Why that movie? The movie, if you know anything about it, it's about a young Christian Slater who moves to a new town. And to get his jollies off, he has a pirate radio station where he talks about how he's horny all the time. His name's Hard Hat Harry.
Here's what
and
I like to
it's
imagine.
It's a great movie. It's got a great soundtrack. And it co-stars Samantha Harris. Yes, Mark.
Samantha Mathis.
Mathis, my bad.
So, in my mind, what I imagine is this woman went to drop it off to another kid. Said maybe like, oh, give this to G. And they thought that she said Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a kid who never received their copy of Pump Up the Volume that was expecting it. And it led their life down this horrible, dark path. Like, because of that, they ended up going to, like, rent a movie. And they ended up finding, like, Faces of Death instead.
No, they found something really wholesome instead. They're like,
No, it goes awful. It's got to go bad. They ended up, like, fucking renting something that fucked up their life. And
they're totally normal, and that's how their life went bad. No, that's what I'm saying.
You're so weird.
Because Pump Up the Volume is a weird movie, so I got the dark path. I'm a quiz master. I'm a professional quiz master. This isn't working out.
Validate me.
This isn't working out. I hate my life. Anyway, that's a very funny idea to me.
I do not know
at all anything about this. It's Christian Slater.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to guess Cuffs because...
That's what I guessed when she told me about this, and that's wrong, apparently.
Okay.
That was my first guess,
too. I mean, just
too.
Trying to think of a fucking Christian Slater movie. By the way, Cuffs, underrated movie.
I haven't seen it since
it's
I was
amazing.
But a young boy, but I remember enjoying
Let's watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Let's watch Cuffs together. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Maybe we can make that a Patreon exclusive.
Audio Cuffs trivia. Special Cuffs trivia. Only from the movie Cuffs.
The worst
How do you unsubscribe right now?
Doesn't it?
Give me my money back.
What body
Sherry,
part?
Sherry wants
a refund.
Complete refund.
Anyways, this rate my question. I think it's a good question.
It is. Absolutely.
It's a good pairing.
It is a deep. It is a deep cut.
Three movies ain't nothing to snuff at. Sniff at? You sniffing at it?
Do you know the answer?
Okay. My guess is, I don't remember if Christian Slater was in this, but that's why I'm leaning on Samantha Mathis here. Is he in American Psycho, briefly?
No.
No?
Would you like your hint?
Sure.
Sherry, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I do want the hint, though.
Yeah.
Elton John composed a song, an original song for this movie.
Tell me it was fucking Lion King.
Was
Please
Christian Slater
God.
In Lion King?
Please, God, tell me it was Lion King. Because you're going to blow my mind fucking 6 weeks to Sunday.
Whoa. It seems obvious that the answer is Lion King. But who the fuck was Christian Slater in The Lion King? And who the fuck was Samantha Mathis in The Lion King?
Just some fucking Hawaii, like hyenas or some shit.
Could have been the hyenas.
Whoopi Goldberg was one of the hyenas.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's fucking all kinds of random
And Christian Slater? Is that what you're telling me right now?
I don't think that's what she's telling you.
What's the answer?
You were on the right track, but The Lion King is incorrect. Now, before composing the entire score for The Lion King, Elton John, you know, dipped his toe in the water with one other previous animated film. And he recorded one original song for it.
Is the answer Fern Gully?
It is Fern Gully.
The Last Rainforest?
Fern Gully.
Whoa.
I vaguely remember Elton John doing something for that. And Christian Slater, he was the main character?
No.
No?
No. Samantha Mathis was the main character, the main fairy lady. And the main character was...
So I identified the main character as the other guy.
Whoops. Christian Slater played some other random fairy dude.
Okay. Interesting. Great question.
Very good.
I like
question.
That question.
Yeah. Very tough one.
All right. You guys ready to do some more trivia? Round two?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is it my turn to go first?
Sure.
Got some Parks and Rec trivia. How familiar are you guys with the show?
Love it.
Fairly.
Yeah. Did you guys go to the trivia hosted by Dallas?
No.
Did he host it?
I'm not sure. Was it at 1025?
Yeah, I think like then a year probably. Or two ago.
Yeah, I mean, they get so fucking crowded.
There. Everybody does Parks and Rec. It's a common theme. Mm-hmm. I've never done one, though. But if I did, this is a question that I would ask.
Okay.
On the sitcom Parks and Rec, what is the name of Ron Swanson's saxophone-playing alter ego?
Okay, now, I'm going to get there. But do you know it?
I think it's Duke Silver.
It is Duke Silver. You're right. Yep. Yeah, that is it. It's definitely Silver. It.
Very quick. Very quick. You got yeah. it.
I knew there was a color involved.
So not a lot of people got that at live trivia, but I figured you guys were fans enough that you would remember yeah. that.
Good mm-hmm. question.
Thank you.
That's a really good question. Yeah. I feel like that's one of those. It's not, you know, you
like 20% got it right.
Yeah, you got to have a fan. Mm-hmm. You got to have a pretty big fan.
Yeah.
To have someone who knows that. So. I think that was good. All right, here is your first question of the second round. What is the capital of Alabama?
Oh, I almost just spit it out.
Yeah, don't.
I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you were there, right?
But I also know Let's it. Recap. I help my team.
Because you can hear her accent. She's from the South.
Yeah.
I know every state and capital. Okay, try me.
Alabama.
No. Good one.
Never mind. Don't try me.
Montpelier.
Yeah, girl.
I was just in Alabama when I evaded Hurricane. Yep.
That's right. We were there together.
Irma.
Yeah.
Cool. Hurricane Irma, I mean.
Us. Yep. Bayou was there.
We
it was
left.
A good time.
We found a hotel room. And
yeah.
What the hell
there
is happening?
There was a Waffle House next door.
What's the capital of fucking Alabama?
It's not Montgomery. Or is it? I'm going to guess Montgomery.
I'm guessing someone made a face because you're like, it's not Montgomery. And then you're like, is
no,
it?
No. I just
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, the answer is fucking Montgomery.
It we is? Were not okay. in Montgomery. No, we were in Auburn.
Right. That was the other one I was thinking of. And I was like, it's not Auburn. But no, that's literally the only city I could think of in Alabama. And then I was like, why am I talking myself out of this? Because I said it's not Montgomery. And I remembered the last episode. I was talking myself out of everything.
All right.
Mark is done with this episode.
Do not believe you.
I didn't make a face, I swear.
Mm-hmm. Sherry's face is obscured by a pop filter.
I'm behind a thing.
Next question.
Her face Jesus. Is obscured by a pop filter.
Here we go.
Sports question. Who is the only athlete ever to play in both a Super Bowl and a World Series?
Have you not asked this before?
Everybody knows it. I think, honestly, I think Lee got this wrong, and he's trying to get you with it.
What? What kind of sick fan fiction are you writing in your head over there?
Don't you worry about that. I heard this right.
A World Series and a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And I had people get this wrong.
I mean, Bo Jackson was on the Kansas City Royals.
Nope, that's not the answer. Sorry.
It's fine. You guys are a team right now, so do your talking.
He She's cut a guest. His Mark. Eyes at me. I'm really sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Y'all got me.
Mark looks like a pimple that's about to pop right now.
Fucking ice right now. I got Kyle throwing questions while you're trying to think of the capital of Alabama and faces being made. I got people yelling at me while I'm in the middle of sentences.
I'm sorry.
What kind of half-assed fucking sorry, bullshit
man.
Is this?
We're sorry. So anyway, what's the answer here?
My guess is that the answer is Bo Jackson. Or no. Deion Sanders. Because he was on the Braves when they were really good. And he was on the 49ers. So I think it's Neon Deion Fort Myers resident. How do you feel about that, Sherry?
First of all, I'd like to apologize to the listeners.
What about
Mark.
Me?
And Mark, I was getting to you. I wanted to save the best for last.
Thank you for being a Patreon proverbial lightkeeper, Sherry.
Thank you very much. How do you feel about that?
I agree with you always.
We're going to say Neon Deion.
Yes, that's
prime
correct.
Time.
Red Knight, North Fort Myers Absolutely. High alumni, Deion Sanders. And yes, some people did write down Bo Jackson.
He did
play both sports.
He did, but as I was trying to say, he was on the Kansas City Royals when they were not very good, I believe. Mm-hmm. That may have been like George Brett era, right around there, where they were like good, but not going to the World Series.
what do they call the Kansas City Royals in Brighton, England?
The Kansas City Royals with
the
cheese.
Quarter pounders with cheese. The Kansas City Quarter Pounders with cheese.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Pulp Fiction joke. Yep.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay. It's your good. Turn. Your turn.
All right. Which
it's now midnight, by the way, folks.
Jesus. Which Soviet leader approved the building of the Berlin Wall?
Soviet leader?
Yes.
Approve the funding?
Approve the building.
The building?
Which Soviet leader approved the building of the Berlin Wall?
Is his name Gorbachev?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Nikita Khrushchev.
Khrushchev?
Yes.
Kyle's arm dancing over here. Well, she looks like Kermit on the Muppets.
You'll notice I did not make a face to reveal the answer.
Stoneface Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Lady Stoneheart.
Next question.
Yeah. All right. Third question. I don't know. I feel like you're going to be disappointed because you're going to know the answer to this. But I think it's an interesting story. I don't know. I'm just feeling your mood right now. Big mood.
Let's
go. Big mood. Theodore S. Geisel, who as a boy was publicly embarrassed by Theodore Roosevelt during an award ceremony, grew up to become which famous author? Theodore S. Geisel.
I know this. I know that name.
As a boy, publicly humiliated by President Theodore Roosevelt during an award ceremony, he grew up to become what famous author? You guys want to hear the story?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Let's hear it.
Young Theodore S. Geisel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a boy.
Just
a boy scout selling war bonds door to door.
Jesus.
Sells the most war bonds. Him and
tough
his troop.
Life. Yeah.
Goes on stage, ready to get an award from the president. There's 10 Boy Scouts. There's 9 awards.
Ooh.
Teddy Roosevelt comes up to a young guy cell.
The teddy bear.
Points at him in front of everybody and says, "What's this one doing up here?" He's then carted off stage as refuse, wow. Human garbage.
Jesus Christ.
You are superfluous.
You are extra, as the kids say.
Mm-hmm. Who was that
Theodore
little boy?
Theodore Geisel. What is Dr. Seuss's real name?
I do not know.
I don't think it's Theodore Geisel. But it might be. It'd be on brand. Theodore Geisel. You got any ideas?
No, I really don't.
I'll say Dr. Seuss. I don't think that's right, but
it's a night of guesses. That's correct.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
Holy cow.
It's a person's a person no matter how small.
Oh, right? Holy shit. Yep. Is that what that's all about?
That's their suspicion.
I mean, I'm sure.
Their
I'm sure.
I mean, think about it.
You know, I remember that was one of the first questions I ever asked, I think, at my trivia, just like the name question.
Right.
And I guess it stuck with me, and I kept thinking, I don't know, I kept thinking it was, I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, he actually developed a deep fear of public speaking due to this incident.
Damn.
That he, like, never quite got over.
That's intense.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh.
So, that's my third question.
Here is your third question. In Greek lore, Mnemosyne is the mother to 9 children better known collectively as the what?
The Koopa Kids.
Good one.
In Greek lore, Mnemosyne is the mother to 9 children better known collectively as the what?
9 children. It's gonna make a John and K plus 8 joke. But there's 9. So fuck that.
So there goes that joke out the window.
That idea. God damn it. Why couldn't they have one more kid?
He'd blown a good John and Kate plus eight joke.
Sorry, what was the name again?
Mnemosyne.
Mnemosyne. Mnemosyne. The nine. Mnemosyne. Nemesis. Mnemonic.
Mnemosyne. Mnemosyne.
So, I'm
nine
thinking.
Children.
Yeah, nine children.
Collectively known as the what?
The. Yeah, I don't know this one. Totally.
Just think of Greek lore.
Mm-hmm.
Nine people. Possibly could be.
On the Big Lebowski, there was the Seattle Seven. In 12 Days of Christmas, 11 Pipers Piping. But in Greek mythology, the nine is not coming to me. I'm going to say the nine children of memory.
The correct answer is the muses.
Oh, I didn't know there was nine of those.
Nine muses.
Wow. Should know that as an artist. I should know that.
There you go.
Yeah. Sherry, do you know that one?
I did know that, but
I couldn't
help you because...
Well, yeah, but you knew that before?
Well, that was my guess at trivia because only because I saw the movie Hercules a million times.
I never saw it, actually. That's missing in my library.
That was my guess.
Of memory.
So, Mnemosyne is where mnemonic comes from.
Right, that's why I went with memory. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it. Kind of like we were talking about, there's a trigonometry mnemonic. Some old hippie caught another hippie tripping on acid. It's helped to what, Sherry? What does it help you remember?
The three basic trigonometry sine, cosine, and tangent.
Right, the ratios.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Triangles and shit.
Mark, you got a bonus question?
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Alaska. Hawaii. Mississippi. Utah. I see you looking down at your phone, probably not listening to the words I'm saying.
No, you said Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, mm-hmm. Mississippi.
Okay, impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Utah. And Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Are the only six states that don't participate in what?
Alabama, Alaska, Utah.
Hawaii.
Mississippi. Wyoming. And they're the only ones that don't participate in what? I think I know this.
What is it?
I think those states don't participate in daylight savings time.
That's incorrect, though that was a very popular guess.
Yeah.
The correct answer is a state lottery.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, maybe that's good for them, maybe not. I have no idea. I don't know how that affects the economies of those states.
Can I tell you I have a fucking employee text messaging me right now?
It's after midnight, and he's letting it all hang out. Or she.
It's she.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Piece of trash. Midnight.
Wow. Sounds like a booty call.
It is not.
Whoa. I mean, what time is it right now? This is inappropriate. Am I being inappropriate, or is this person being inappropriate?
Are you ready to wrap this up and take a break and come back for our last question?
I mean, we're working.
Yeah.
Don't message us while we're working.
Baby, this is work.
Yeah.
I'm on my evening hours.
Let's take a break.
All right. And then we'll be back with
final questions. All right, we're back in our final round. Of course, send us an email if you want to write in with a rate my question or a missed correction. nononsensetrivia@gmail.com.
Please correct us.
Yeah, we didn't have one this time. I'm sure we've made mistakes.
Wrong, yeah.
We don't know, though.
Baby, if we've done wrong,
let us know.
Let it all hang out.
So, and also normally we would do a best worst answer segment here, but none of them were that funny. So
yeah.
Try harder.
Yep.
That's frankly.
You got to be a little dumber. You got to be dumber than that.
Too many correct answers.
Indeed.
This time. Okay. So, final question. Who's going first this time?
I'll go first.
Okay.
According to the World Tourism Organization, which country leads the world in number of tourist visits?
More tourist visits than any other country?
Yes.
Who's going where the most, basically, is what you want to know.
Sure, not who.
Or where's been where gone by who the most is really where what you want to know.
Is the who of everyone the biggest?
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
This question was a deciding factor.
Yeah. This was your final
Big
question?
Time. This was my final question.
So people were wagering on this, not only people just were guessing. Wagering. Or knowing.
Anywhere from
wagering.
1 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
If they get the question correct, they get whatever points they wager. If they get it wrong, they lose whatever points they wager. What if you fall? But, oh my darling.
What if you fly? What if you do?
What if you just sprout some wings out of your asshole? Flutter
where,
off in the sun.
Where are you going? Where are you visiting? You're with everybody else.
Seriously. I am.
What's the destination to be?
Hmm.
I don't know. Part of me, and maybe this is a bias, part of me wants to say America, baby. America.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you factor in we got Hawaii, you know? So that's getting, that counts.
It is the
Tons
country.
Of people go there. Tons of people go to our big cities. But there are other big cities all across the globe. Australia? Lots of people love going to Australia. I don't know why. Personally, never saw the... shouldn't say that. We have some decent listenership in Australia. Maybe you can explain. All I see is giant fucking insects crawling all over people's faces on videos.
Terrifying.
It's normal here. Get a tarantula, crawl across your hand while you're drinking your coffee. It's totally normal. Mm-mm. Hey, here's a giant fucking crab that lives in your garbage can. Don't you love giant crabs who live in your garbage cans? We got that.
That was fucking horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you like snakes? How about getting bit by a snake while you're sleeping? Because it's trying to get warm.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Do you want me to repeat the question for you or what's up?
America.
In number 10.
Is America.
Can I get a drum roll, please?
No.
Okay, never mind. Number 10, Thailand.
We're going through the whole list?
You're just going through the top 10. All That's right. not the whole list. 9, Germany. 8, surprisingly, Turkey. It's moved up 24% since 2016. Number 7, United Kingdom. Number 6.
People air to want to go there. Delayed turkey joke.
Number 6, Mexico. Number 5, Italy. Number 4, China. Number 3, United States. Number 2,
there it is.
Spain. Number 1, what do you think?
It's Australia.
France.
Oh, okay. People go to France.
Paris, I don't know if you've heard of it, is a pretty big city.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably could have guessed any number of those countries, but... You know, I made a 3 out of 10. That means I was close to the top. I feel good about that.
For sure.
Yeah. I would have probably wagered 1 point on that one.
I didn't see Spain being above the U.S. and China, honestly. That was a surprise.
Barcelona.
I guess.
It is a dream, as they say. Do they say that?
I don't know.
Vienna is the pearl of the Adriatic. I think that's right. Anyway, here's your question. It's about McDonald's. I know you're a fan of the McRib.
I am, very much so.
This is not a paid advertisement. This is just pure love.
Okay.
For Mark.
I love a McRib.
This question is actually only tangentially related to the McRib.
Okay.
But closer than you think. 2 years before the debut of the McRib sandwich, McDonald's advertised but never sold a beef version of the oblong sandwich, which was called what? This was a test product that McDonald's advertised but never sold just 2 years before the McRib debuted. Very similar to the McRib, except the difference is that it was beef instead of pork. What was the name of this product?
The McBeef? I have no idea.
The McMoo-moo?
I have no idea.
Does this even sound interesting to you as a food? No? Just a pale imitator?
I mean, if they sold it, I might get one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If this thing... Does it sound like a good idea to you, or you're like, no, this needs to be a pork sandwich, clearly?
It seems like it might be okay.
Well, you love the McRib, though.
Yeah, but it's not the McRib.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what you want from me. Like, well, I'm just saying. I either have to, like,
the patty,
beat down the door to get it, or I have to not want it at all.
No. It just sounds options? Like the patty is very important to you. The rest of the sandwich is identical, oh, I mean, and you're like, I'd have to see beef. It.
It's a completely different texture. It's a different taste. It's a different animal. Like, I, you know, if it was molded and cooked and made everything, like, in a way that was, like, so similar to the regular McRib that I would know the difference, and I'll be there, you know, at 6:30 while they're opening.
Mm-mm-mm.
But if it tastes like a fucking long hot hamburger.
I think it did. I think that's why they did make it.
Yeah, that's why I want to say it's like McLong Burger or something. The McLong.
The McWrong. The McRib is right, and this is McWrong.
Yeah.
Any
Do
guesses?
You have any? You've given no input.
She said the McMoo-moo.
I mean,
that can't be real. I'll be very upset.
That would definitely be to blame all of their business woes on that sandwich. Nobody wants Absolutely. To buy the McMoo-moo. Right.
I think.
So I don't know.
You're not just tapping out?
I mean, nothing, huh?
I mean, what do I know about McDonald's?
We'll just say Long Burger.
Long Burger is the wrong burger. They did not go with the McSteak or the McBeef, which would have made sense. It was called the McDonald's Chopped Beef Steak Sandwich.
Boo.
Fuck off.
Boo.
Now you know. A little bit of McDonald's trivia there. Thought you'd like that.
I mean, it's a good question, honestly, but it's infuriating.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the... Sherry, thanks especially for joining us.
I'm sorry, guys.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Plug?
Yeah, your new grades that you got in college.
CCB, thank you very much.
Nice. Got a CCB-er. Is it that type of radio?
Closed control board.
My name's Quizmaster Lee. You can catch me hosting No Nonsense Trivia live on Mondays at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers at 7:30. Then again on Wednesdays at Berry Me Brewing Company, also in Fort Myers. That one starts at 7. And each and every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral, that show starting at 7:30. Mark?
Yes.
Please tell our listeners where you can be found on Wednesday nights.
Lee, I'd love to. I can be found in historic downtown Cape Coral from 9 o'clock until 10:30 at Nice Guys Pints and Pies, where you can make all of your food dreams come true. Delicious pizza. I got myself a mushroom, bacon, and extra cheese large pie the other day. It was immaculate. They got great beers. They got great cocktails. They got a little something for everyone. So, down there.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you had fun. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support The No-No on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com.
Give us your money, please.
And clicking on the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Ooh.
You can also write us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Triv. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. 5 stars only.
Please, guys.
Please, just 5.
What do we have
no
to do?
No less.
Tell you what.
Can't do more.
Here's the thing.
Max is out of 5.
Here's the thing. If you're not giving us a 5-star rating, email us and tell us what we can do to get one.
And we'll do it.
You know, is it something we
Tit
said?
Tit for tat.
Is it something we said? Is it something we did? Is it something we're not doing?
It's definitely Lee, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Mark.
Okay, good. Well,
definitely.
Just tell us what Lee can do.
Mark is a somnambulist. Sambulinless.
A somnambulist?
That recorded this whole podcast in his sleep.
Okay.
This episode.
A somnambulist is someone who walks in their
right.
sleep.
Right. A somniloquist.
Somniloquist.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We are frazzled, dazzled,
and vajazzled.